intending to talk to Dr. John Duffy about sending the kids back to school and how to do that. He is our clinical psychologist, the official clinical psychologist of the Rokan Show. And between all of us, he's a very busy man. And John is on the line here. John, we are going to continue to try to have this conversation, but we will stop and take our listeners to Oak Street, where there has been this shooting earlier today in Chicago between Michigan and State Street. Three people shot on Oak Street on the south side of that street. It's a little unclear at this moment, at this juncture, what transpired. We don't know what the motivation was there yet. In a lot of ways, does it really matter? I mean, violence is just so rampant in this city. But we are awaiting what police are going to be telling us about that. And it, interestingly enough, as we're trying to get information from the WGN newsroom and our many different sources, information is coming in very, very, very slowly. Generally, there are people who, you know, are familiar with these situations who can comment to us on them, if not on off the record, and very, very quiet right now. So we're waiting what is said to be a press conference from the superintendent, David Brown, and we should know about, we'll bring that to you as soon as it happens. We should know more details when he actually steps to the microphones. So we will do that, and we'll continue on here with John Duffy in the meantime. And John, thank you very much, as always, for being with us. It's always a pleasure to have you, sir.
Always good to be here, Rose. Good to talk to you. Sorry the circumstances are so odd today.
Yeah, well, they can be, and often are, unfortunately, in this town, too often are. Let's talk about the going back to school plans here, because there are a lot of people yelling at other people about what should be happening. We've been talking about this for the last couple of days on this show, as the other, and throughout the radio station, I should say, as teachers are being told what school administrators have decided to do. Students and their families are starting to learn what they're deciding to do. Colleges are making their announcements. That's I heard what my alma mater is doing, and I'm like, I have no idea how they're going to pull this off. And I that's why I wanted to talk to you, because you know, there are parents here. 312-917-2200 is a telephone number. Parents who've got questions about how do they keep their kids motivated, and that changes throughout the ages. So I'll rely on callers to help us with this in terms of what questions do they have as they're now learning their kids' educational fate, whether they're going to be at home 3 days out of the week or they're going to be in pods and then they got to come home and they got to do work on the computer. How do you keep them interested in that? How do you keep them safe if they're in school? And kids who are going off to college. I'll just start with this. And John, you tell me how you motivate and how you orient kids, because that's what we really want to talk about here. This isn't about kids who are upset or there's a pathology to anything. This is really about how kids who, you know, are day-to-day, fairly normal kids, and that's why I have to use the word fairly, how are they going to react to the stress of this? So my college is doing, my former college is doing a program. It's a small liberal arts college, dorms. You gotta sit in your dorm for 2 weeks when you get there. Mm-hmm. And they will deliver the food to you. And then if you and you're not allowed to leave the campus, you have to socially distance. If you actually leave the campus, then you have to come back and quarantine again for 2 weeks. And there is no socialization, no parties, no anything. Kids are just not going to do that, are they?
Kids are not going to do that. I've been talking to, we'll just stick with college age students for a moment here, Ro. I've been talking to a lot of kids who are heading off to college or wonder whether they're heading off to college, and if so, what that's going to look like. But very clearly, kids are telling me without question, and there is not a single exception to this, that you can create all the protocols you want and say we're going to go on Monday and Tuesday and not, you know, Thursday and Friday because that's group B. But there's still going to be nights where 200 kids are going to get together for a party. And if you tell kids they can't go into town or they have to quarantine, they are going to find their way around that. So if we're being realistic and pragmatic, your alma mater and mine as well are going to have a very, very hard time containing the behavior and in all likelihood containing the virus over time.
Kids don't take this. I've just noticed in my own personal experience, I'm sure that all of you have noticed in your own personal experiences, kids don't take this seriously at all. At all. I mean, very rarely do you see kids who are like, okay, especially boys, they're like, I'm not going to get this. And if I get it, it's going to be nothing.
This is true. This was not true when you and I started talking about the pandemic. But now kids are so tired of thinking about it and talking about it. There is this fatigue around it. And especially as we head back to school, there's this kind of desperation for things to feel remotely normal, especially for college kids who really feel like I need to get back to seeing my friends, or I want to meet new people for the first time, or I want my senior year to go really, really well. And so they care less and less about it because they feel like I'll be off at college. If I infect somebody, it's going to be somebody my age, not my grandparents. So we're just going to create a little bit of a rise here on this campus, but it's really not going to hurt anybody egregiously. And so they kind of can forgive themselves pretty rapidly, even if they contract the virus.
But if they start contracting the virus, these campuses are going to shut down. And then they're going to send the kids back home. And when they send the kids back home, they're going to go back to their parents, who are more vulnerable than they are. And then the parents are going to be out in the community where they're more vulnerable people than they. That's just one of the crazy pieces here. And I don't have a solution. I'm not here to tell you, we got to shut down the colleges, because you can't. I mean, the colleges are, many of them will close, and state institutions are going to have real big problems because they rely on all that money that's coming in. And the smaller schools, there are some universities, colleges, universities have endowments, and they might be able to swing a year of this, but you can't swing more. There's no question about it. There's too much competition, too, now online. People are like, well, if I'm going to pay for my kids to go online, or if the kids want to get a loan out to pay to go online, and it's going to be a very small percentage compared to what they'd be paying to be on campus, why wouldn't you do that if it means the same thing, because everybody's in the same boat? All right, we'll come right back to you. Stay right here. Dr. John Duffy is with us, clinical psychologist, and he's the guy who represents the mental wellness of this show. So I don't know exactly if that helps his reputation or not. Kids going back to school, not just kids in college, your experience with your kids, whatever the age, whether they're in kindergarten or they're in lower school, middle school, high school, you have questions about how to get them to be okay during all of this, or your experience with this, or your frustration, or if they're going to be home, how do you manage that again? 312-981-7200 is our telephone number. Right now, let's check in with Mary Vandeveld, traffic and weather. Head shrink of the Rokan Show. John Duffy is with us. And let's get to the phones here. We're talking about kids going back to school. I will give you this little breaking piece of information. Chicago Tribune is reporting that tomorrow, the Chicago Public School System will announce online only for at least the first semester. So that has got to be, I imagine that there are a lot of parents out there that are like, what? So that is what we are learning right now. And we'll get to people talking about that as well, about how do you keep if it's going online only, then we have the same problems that we had in the spring. And how do we get around that? I've got questions. But first, let's get to the phone. 312-981-7200. Danielle, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Danielle.
Hi, Ro. I actually talked to you a little bit before about going to school in Florida. I started yesterday, officially. But they're giving us the option to spend the first 6 months doing it virtually. And I am going to take that option because I do not feel like going to Winter Park, Florida, which is near Orlando right now. I don't know. But it's different for me. Like, this is my second bachelor's. I'm an older student. Like, it's not, I don't really need that fun, exciting, partying. But I do feel.
But you do feel what?
Insider.
Yeah.
Oh, I said I feel bad for parents,
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. All right. So, but you're going back. Are you concerned about about being in class? Forget about the partying, just the in-class piece.
Yes. I am concerned. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, John, what is your thought on that? How do the students keep themselves safe?
Well, first of all, you just follow the protocols that the schools lay out. And if I'm being honest, I'm working with a lot of students who don't necessarily trust those protocols, but it's the best they have to work with. So they're going to go ahead and follow those in the midst of the school day. That means staying masked and all that. And it also means if you're not feeling well, not to go. That's one thing that people haven't been talking about.
Yeah, but they're not going to do that. College students are sometimes they're near death based on their hangovers or whatever the hell else they're going through, and they're not going to listen to that.
This is true. I mean, it almost falls, you're right, Ro, because it almost falls on other college students to tell each other, to tell your roommate, you know what, I think you might have COVID. You really ought to stay in and get tested today instead of going to the math class.
Yeah. Dude, don't hassle my buzz is what you'll hear. When do you report, Danielle?
What?
When do you report to school?
Oh, yesterday. Actually, it was my first official day.
Are you down there now?
No, I'm in Chicago now.
Oh, all right.
Okay. But it's online at the moment. But yeah, I'm supposed to be there by August 31st.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, good luck to you, Danielle. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to get this press conference coming up in 5 minutes. So we're going to stay right here with this press conference from the Chicago Police Department. John, stay right there. Don't move. We're going to hear from the police superintendent about the shooting on Oak Street, and we will take you there live when he actually goes to the microphones there. It's a crazy situation. Three people shot on Oak Street between Michigan Avenue and State Street just about an hour and a half ago, and we're trying to figure out what the details of that are. All right, John, before we let you go, let's talk about what was just announced here. Give us some tips on how kids can get through, if Chicago Public Schools and maybe some suburban school districts are going to follow along here and go online only for the first semester. And just, I got about a minute, so kind of go by age range in terms of how to keep them engaged.
Yep, and that's the idea at most every age range, Row, is to keep them engaged. For younger kids, you want to keep them physically active as well as intellectually engaged. It's a lot to ask of parents. As you reach the middle school and high school years, my strong inclination is to get your kids involved in a part-time job or some kind of club, whether it be running or volunteering or something that keeps their mind and their body and their spirit all activated. And for those who have college-age kids who are going to be home, to give them something other than schoolwork that they need to be engaged in outside of the home as best you can. And those are the best tips we've got to keep a less than perfect situation as good as it can be.
All right, Dr. John Duffy, thank you very much. Appreciate it, sir. As always,
thank you.
You're always a help.